بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us a tawfiq and hidayat And the ability to take his Mubarak name, to make his dhikr. And as we have mentioned now so many times, the dhikr, dhikrullah is the nourishment of the soul. Without dhikrullah, the heart becomes dark. The heart becomes dead. Spiritually it becomes dead. It needs to be recharged. It needs to be illuminated. In our country, all of us are now accustomed to load shedding. And obviously it becomes very disruptive. People become irritated, exasperated. There's no lights, there's no power, there's darkness. In fact, if there's a power failure, and if there's a total blackout, then nothing begins to work. The fridge doesn't work, the stove doesn't work, and if your cell phone is already dead and requires to be recharged, that also is a problem. So this total darkness, and the person waits now for the lights to come back again. When there's a power failure, sometimes for hours, maybe days also. And especially in the summer days, it's extremely hot. You can't even switch on the fan. There's no air cons. So a person feels restless. There's anxiety. He's uneasy. Becomes irritated. In a very similar way, this heart also experiences load shedding. It also experiences a spiritual power failure, a spiritual blackout, darkness of sins, darkness of spiritual maladies, darkness of evil passions and desires, shahwat, darkness of shubuhat, doubts, darkness of anger, darkness of malice, darkness of hasad, darkness of enmity, darkness of the love of dunya, darkness of illicit relationships, darkness of zina, darkness of riba, darkness of ghibah, darkness of various type of spiritual sicknesses. The person becomes uneasy. He has changed his direction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His qibla has changed. There is no itminan of his heart. There's no sukoon that he's experiencing. There's no tranquility. There's no serenity. He's bechain, restless. There's no drawing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no pull towards the masjid, towards salat. There is no enjoyment of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The enjoyment was that of sin, ma'asiyat, dhunub, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Drinking, womanizing, drugs, enjoyment of evil company, immoral behavior, immorality, bihayai, immodesty, a morbid life, a filthy life, life of darkness, kufr, shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, music. My respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters, this spiritual load shedding makes the person feel miserable. So when there is load shedding, in many places you will find that they have a generator. And the moment there's a power failure, we find that the generator then causes energy to emit and the lights come on, like in our masjid, alhamdulillah, there's a generator. So then the fans will work, lights will come on, as though there's no load shedding whatsoever. Like that, zikrullah is a generator of the spiritual heart. When the person says Allah, the spiritual light begins to glow. La ilaha illallah, kalima tawheed, kalima ikhlas, kalima taqwa, extremely powerful. Extremely powerful. The entire world that we can have is placed on one side of the scale, and this little small piece of paper in which there is the kalima la ilaha illallah, or 99 registers on the other side of evil deeds, and just a small bitaqa, piece of paper which has the kalima on it, the kalima will outweigh those 99 registers. We have this generator of dhikrullah which will bring into our hearts that light, that nur. It'll give us that sukoon. It'll give us that tranquility. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah says, behold, with the dhikr of Allah, taking the name of Allah, saying Allah, Allah, being conscious of Allah, when our tongue become moist with the dhikr of Allah, then it will permeate nur. The light, the heart becomes bright again. When the heart becomes bright, the heart is the badshah of the body. The heart is the king. This piece of flesh that we have, this is the king of the body. The remaining limbs are soldiers. Then immediately they become obedient to the king. When the king gives instruction, nur has come out. Then the eye will see right. The hands will touch that which is correct. The limbs will move towards that which is correct. The legs will go towards that which is correct. The person will begin to think correctly. He will have in his heart then the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The spiritual maladies will now be removed from his heart. He'll be cleansing and purifying his heart. He'll be making tazkiyah of his heart. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Now tazkiyah is taking place. Why? Nur has come into his heart. He will wash away the sins of evil passions that he has, of shak, of shubuhat, of shahwat, of anger, pride, jealousy, etc. If he makes a mistake again, then immediately he gets a tawfiq of making tawbah, of making istighfar, and he shows nadamat. Because now he has got a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This generator, the dhikrullah, that now removes the spiritual load shedding and the spiritual darkness. Now there is only light and nur in his heart. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters, dhikrullah is extremely, extremely important in our lives. Wherever we are, be happy to take the name of Allah. Adhan is called out. Immediately the heart of the believer, he feels some excitement. The name of my Allah is taken. When a person sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, it becomes wajib for those who are around him who hear him saying Alhamdulillah when he sneezes. It is wajib for them to say Yarhamukumullah. Ulama have explained why. Simply because this man has praised Allah. When he sneezed, he said, Alhamdulillah, all praise be to my Allah. So the person who heard him praising Allah, he should give him a dua. And he tells him, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy upon you. Why? Because you have glorified, you have praised my Allah. So I have also become happy. And therefore I'm giving you a dua. And then when he gives him a dua, that the person who sneezed and he said, Alhamdulillah, in return, he says, Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. May Allah give you hidayat. May Allah give you guidance all the time. May Allah make all your affairs come right. Imagine, all on what? Alhamdulillah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home, we need to bring about the spiritual generators of our heart that will pump in our hearts that spiritual light and that energy. Dead hearts will become alive again. Blackened hearts will become white and shining and bright again. That heart that has nifaq in it, that hypocrisy will be purged. That hypocrisy will be removed. Anger, jealousy, spiritual maladies, all those sicknesses will move away, it will disappear, and then the person will enjoy qalbun salim. He'll have a qalb salim, a sound heart, a heart that is free from kufr, A heart that is free from shirk. A heart that is free from hypocrisy. A heart that is free from bid'ah. A heart that is free from spiritual maladies. And this heart is qalbun awwah. It has a heart, it becomes a heart that is penitent. It is a heart that is receptive then to the ahkams of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the verses of the Quran. When the Quran is recited, this heart begins to tremble. Alladhina idha dhukir Allah wajilat qulubuhum. When the verses of Allah are then recited, then these hearts begin to tremble. They have that attachment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qibla has become correct. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongues, with our hearts, with every limb of our body to be moving in accordance with the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It all begins when we have the spiritual generators of the heart to work. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. Example of the person who is a dhakir, who is saying, Allah, Allah. He is like a person who is alive. And the one who does not take the name Allah, Allah, is like a dead person. So when a dhakir starts to make Allah, Allah, the black spot of guna that came onto his heart, that settled onto his heart, and because he persisted in guna, it became bigger and bigger, it became darker and darker. But by making dhikr of Allah, he's become the dhakir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That dot, that black dot that engulfed his heart, immediately it is washed away. It is effaced, it is erased, it comes out, and his heart becomes white and shining again. So may Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq of making his dhikr. May Allah make us his dhakirin and shakirin. He said, Durud Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم يا الله ما لغناكم معا فرما ما لخطاؤكم معا فرما يا الله cleanse and purify our hearts my Allah يا الله help us to make your ذكر correctly my Allah make us through ذاكرين شاكرين my Allah May Allah give us your consciousness, my Allah. May Allah give us the maqam of ihsan, my Allah. Give us that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your true awliya-i kamilin siddiqeen, my Allah. Make us your ushaq, my Allah. Fill our hearts, my Allah, with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. The ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage to refrain from all type of gunas, my Allah. Every minor sin and every major sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilokum musaffa, mujalla, Muzakka bana. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu rahim, kareem, khuda hai, ya Allah. You are most loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Forgive every one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially those who have raised their hands now, my Allah. All our sins of the past, my Allah. Sins that we are committing now, my Allah. Sins of the future, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your nek and salih bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, salamati, hifaz. Izzat, aman, chain, sukun, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your thaat, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy our ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make the tilawat of the Quran, my Allah.
Ya Allah, help us to send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Maut with Iman, my Allah. Maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Give us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthur water from the hands of beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. In the company of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the jahal. Ya Allah, give us sihat, my Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Allah, those who are bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabre jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight today is the janaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the hafiz up, ya Allah. Jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for his wife and children, my Allah. Give them sabre jameel, my Allah, for the entire family, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as we have made, accept it, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki du'a, qabool farma. Ya Allah, we've got hajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you alone know each person's need, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove the difficulties of the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jahan jahan bhi musliman parishan hal hai. Parishani dur farma. Ya Allah, give them aman and aman, my Allah. Unko afiyat nasib farma. Teri nusrat nasib farma. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, bandaz. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين